Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very, very, very special guest dear to our hearts here at Jennings Wire and Annie Jennings PR, Jim Blasingame. He's one of the world's foremost experts on small business and entrepreneurship and was ranked as the number one small business expert in the world by Google. President and founder of Small Business Network, Inc. as well. Jim is the creator and award-winning host of the Small Business Advocate Show. And now his new book, just released, is The Age of the Customer. So welcome, Jim.
Hi, Stacey. How are you doing?
I am doing well. And my first question has to be, what do you mean by the age of the customer?
Well, the age of the customer, Stacey, is the new era that's about 20 years old. And it's a new dominant paradigm that's replacing the old dominant paradigm, which is 10,000 years old. A dominant paradigm is anything that you and I do or use or behave in that we've been trained, we've been educated. It's the generally accepted practice of the world. All the ways that that I grew up and maybe you grew up learning about doing business, that was in what I call the age of the seller, and it was 10,000 years old, and it's coming to an end. The age of the customer is overriding and replacing the age of the seller. And the reason I say that is because in the original age, in the age of the seller, the business had control of two of the three major elements in the relationship, the product and the information about the product and about the company and the industry. And the third element was the buying decision, and that was always controlled by the customer. Well, today, in the age of the customer, because of all the information that's available to customers today without even going through any sellers, any businesses, that control factor, that element is now in the hands of the customer. So now the two of the three elements, the buying decision and the information, is now controlled, or at least they have access to, customers have access to two of the three elements, and that leaves only the product, delivering the product to the seller. And so now you can see why, because of that shift in the information element, the shift of control, you can see why I named the new era the age of the customer, which is replacing the age of the seller, and that's happening right now.
And you say it's 20 years old. So it started, did this coincide with the internet, Jim?
That's exactly what happened. In the spring of 93, the internet became available to regular folks. We could put our websites up. We could access other websites. The Mosaic browser came out and people started using the internet. That happened in the first half of 93. And even though you say, well, the age of the customer is now 20 years old, surely everybody knows all about that. Well, people are realizing that things have changed, but they don't really understand most of the time, even big companies, let alone small companies, they don't really understand exactly what's happening. And in this book, I describe what's happening, why it's happening, how to fix it, and how to make sure that you stay that you are riding on the right age, the age of the customer, with those practices, and that you're getting rid of your age of the seller practices. And that's the reason I say it's 20 years old. But I also say, Stacey, that the age of the seller over the next 5 to 10 years, the age of the seller is becoming less and less of a force, and you're running out of customers who will allow you to sell them stuff based on those practices.
And now, is the understanding of this concept and acceptance of this concept even more crucial for small businesses and entrepreneurs?
It's really important for everyone, Stacey, whether it be a big company, a small company, or even nonprofits, even religious organizations, mm-hmm. Stacey, because These are organizations. These are practices. I call them practices that every organization must focus on. But the reason that I wrote the book for small business owners is because I'm the small business advocate. They're the people I work for every day. They're the people I really care about. But everything in the book will really apply to anyone. The reason why I'm excited about Age of the Customer for small businesses is because it really, if a small business will understand that customers have new expectations, and they're all expectations that they've acquired in the new age. Like, for example, mobile computing, and speed of response, and the ability to find the information they want, and those kinds of things, because those are the new expectations of customers today. All of those things I just said are perfect advantages for small businesses. In my opinion, the age of the customer is custom made for small businesses. And even though big businesses are going to have to come into the age of the customer, they're not going to have as much of an advantage, in my opinion, as small companies, because I believe that one of the expectations customers have today in the age of the customer is they want to have more relevance. They want you to respond to them with relevance. They want you to respond to them with trust and with humanity. They want to see those kinds of things. They want to see your values. And those are all things that are much easier to find, much easier to demonstrate as a small business than a big business.
Now, Jim, surely there are going to be some skills and practices and strategy that have endured this 10,000-year age of the seller that are still important as we head into the age of the customer. Are there some things that people should hold on tight to that they've learned in the past?
Some things won't change. For example, the fundamentals. I call it Blasting Games Razor: buy low, sell high, keep good records. That's not going to change. You still got to manage your business well. You got to be efficient. You got to be a good manager, and you got to keep good financial records. That's not going to change. Another thing that's not going to change, Stacy, is perhaps the two most powerful words in the marketplace: thank you. You're still going to need to say thank you a lot to customers. You're still going to need to make sure that they know you appreciate their business. Those things aren't going to change. But what is changing are customer expectations. And if you're not asking your customers, if you're not staying close enough to your customers so that you realize what their new expectations are, then you're going to still be trying to fulfill their expectations with your age of the seller practices. And here's the thing. They're not going to be mad at you when they leave. They're just going to go away because you've now become irrelevant to them. And see, what I say, Stacy, is in the age of the customer, being competitive is important, but it's not the corner of the realm. If you're not relevant to your customers, you'll become irrelevant. And as I say, they're not going to be mad at you. They just won't come back. And so if you're not selling as much as you wanted to sell, as you used to sell, if your marketing strategy is not delivering what it used to deliver, it's not that you're not executing well, that your people have gotten lazy or anything like that. It's that you're trying to reach people with practices that they no longer are interested in.
Now, Jim, if you could leave our listeners with our managers out there, entrepreneurs, small business owners, with one piece of advice as they shift into the age of the customer, what would that be?
Last week, someone asked me what it costs to convert from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. I would say to them, it's not what it costs you to make the shift. It's what it's going to cost you if you don't make the shift. You've got to realize that even though you got to be competitive, you'll always have to be competitive. That's not the thing that's helping people decide anymore whether to do business with you. They're going to expect you to be competitive because many companies out there, many sellers, have the same competitive advantage that you have. So how do they make a decision between, how do you, Stacy, make a decision between company A and company B? I think you're looking for another factor, another level of differentiation, and I call that relevance. And I talk about that all in the book. And here's another thing, Stacy, there actually is now in the age of the customer what I call the moment of relevance. And this is when people are ruling you in or out before you even know they exist. And if you don't know how to prepare for the moment of relevance, you're probably not going to survive as a business in the age of the customer.
Well, Jim, you've got a wealth of knowledge. Like I said earlier, Jim is a huge friend to Annie Jennings PR and Jennings Wire as well. And you can look and learn and research and explore his smallbusinessadvocate.com website. You can learn all about the Small Business Network, his radio show, plethora of information there, and all of his friends as well, and learn more about Jim and the new book, The Age of the Customer, at the website www.ageofthecustomer.com. So, Jim, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I say one last thing?
You can.
Quickly, folks, please go to my website and learn about The Age of the Customer. I wrote this book and I've been writing it. I've been working on it for a long time. I wrote this so you can survive and thrive and be successful. If you can learn about all this and accomplish that by taking whatever you can from my website, I'm happy about that. If you want to buy the book, I want to sell you a book. But mostly, I just want you to be successful.
Well, thank you, Jim. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.